when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so one of the many questions is, what do we do with the beer chametz? What do we do about burning the chametz? Or getting rid of the chametz? So it's a machokas in the Mishnah. Rav Meir says, obviously you burn it all before Shabbos. Mevarin, you burn it all before Shabbos. And the Chachamim say, you do it bizmano, you do it in its regular time. It's regular time being on Shabbos. You have a machokas in the Mishnah this year when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Do we continue doing the Bi'er Chametz the same day? That's the opinion of the Chachamim, and Rav Meir says no. So there's a famous Kasha of the Baal Amor, or not Kasha, but the Baal Amor says, this machokas is lishitason. This machokas, Rav Meir, the Chachamim, is consistent with the view elsewhere. We have a machokas in the Gemara in Sakam between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and apparently Rav Meir goes like the Chachamim. How do we get rid of the chametz? So Rabbi Yehuda shita ein bi'er chametz ela b'sreifa. You got to get rid of it. And the Chachamim say tashpiso b'chol davar. So the Baal Amor says l'shitason. Rav Meir holds you have to actually burn the chametz. Lo sevaro esh b'chol moshvo sechem b'lo yom ha-shabbos. Obviously you can't do it on Shabbos. So you have to do it on Erev Shabbos. But according to the Chachamim, Tashbisu b'chol davar, you don't need to burn it, so therefore, you can do it on Shabbos. We paskin like the Chachamim, Tashbisu b'chol davar, even though our minhag is we burn it, but strictly speaking, we don't have to burn it. So the shaila is, and in fact, that's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, we paskin Tashbisu b'chol davar, yet the Rambam himself says we don't do the beer, we don't do it on Shabbos. So what's the pshat? So there's a famous answer from Rabbeinu Manoach, one of the Mefarshim on the Rambam. He wants to say, really, we paskin like the Chachamim, Tashbisu b'chol davar, and you can do it on Shabbos. I said, why don't we? He says, for another reason, because what do we have to do? He said, you break it into crumbs and you throw it out. You throw it out and let the winds take it. So, raises maybe the issue is there's another malach on Shabbos, Zora, throwing up things in the air and letting the koach acher take care of it. So maybe not the raisa, but certainly the rabbanan. So it looks like Zora, so that's why you're meaning it's not to do it on Shabbos. And in fact, that's what because the Baal Amor seems to say that's not an issue. So maybe it's only because he writes you could have it. And that's a Rabbi Kiva Eger quote. According to the Baal Amor, you can do it on Shabbos, according to, unless he says you don't have to do that. Lamaisa, even though today we don't need to do that, we can throw them down in the toilets. But Lamaisa, since we have Xera, we're afraid it looks like Zora, so therefore we don't want you doing it on Shabbos. And there's a further debate, when do I have to do it? Generally speaking, I have to burn the chametz by Chatzos before. But here, this year, maybe I have the whole day to do it. So again, the way we assume is we assume even this year we want to keep the uniformity. The person doesn't forget the following year, whatever the reasons are. So halacha l'maisa, even though there's strong grounds to do tashbisu on Shabbos, obviously not burning it, but flushing it down the toilet, and perhaps if you're stuck, that's what you would do. But we paskin, you should do it on Friday, even before Chatzos. Obviously, if you didn't do it before Chatzos, you could do it after. And perhaps even on Shabbos this year. Obviously, if you haven't done it, so we could go with Israelian, and you flush it down the toilet, so then it shouldn't be an issue.